aware of this. But it's a federal offense to make lascivious remarks on a network broadcast. The penalty for this disgusting, un-American behavior is 1 year in prison or $10,000 fine. Or both. Anyone making a sick, submersive remark tonight will be arrested immediately. I then will personally escort the offender to federal prison. And it's a long drive to that prison, baby. Just you and me.
Everybody, welcome to Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. I missed you the last couple weeks. It was a hard couple weeks. I lost my dad on July 2nd. Dad passed away, luckily without pain and in short order. But it's shaken up all of us in the family, needless to say. Today we're going to be getting to some tracks that, well, that Dad would approve of. I'm going to be playing some LPs that Dad had, if I can get the turntables rolling correctly. And then we'll be going into some tracks from a Tacoma bands that I found while in the neighborhood. I come from the Tacoma and Gig Harbor areas of Washington State, so that's where I was the last couple weeks. So we'll be playing a track now. I went into a store called Rocket Records in Tacoma, down 6th Ave, 6th and Proctor, actually. And I asked the guy, "Hey, you know any Tacoma bands in the experimental genre?" So he passed me 3 discs, and I bought them all right then and there, without hearing. So we're gonna be playing one now by Waves and Radiation, and we'll be hearing from Kusikia. I'm not sure the pronunciation of that. And a band called Umber Sleeping, which is really turning me on lately. So here we go with Waves and Radiation, an album called Whom the Gods Notice, They Destroy. And the track is, let me see, what have we got here? Track, Breaking Atmosphere, The Vibrations Were Maddening, from Waves and Radiation on Exquisite Corpse Radio.
Thank you. the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live!
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
All right, having trouble with the other disc players for some reason, so we'll skip those for now. So we've just played something from Waves and Radiation, which is a Tacoma band I told you about before. We have in front of us now something by Kuzakia. Kuzakia? We're a Tacoma band with links, evidently, to my former college station I used to DJ at, KUPS Tacoma, and I think it says it somewhere on here on the notes. It could be wrong. Maybe it's the other band. I don't know. So we'll get back to that. Anyway, Kuzakia and a track called, I think we'll play a track called You Know, and we'll see if you like this one. You Know.
Thank you.
Sam from the Go Team, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
So there we are with some Umber Sleeping and self-titled. Wow. You played two in a row there and almost three. Okay, we're trying to get it together here. It's been kind of chaotic. Been working on the turntable situation, and I think I solved it. A little help from Luke Meat there on the phone. Thank God. We got it going, though. I think it's gonna be good. And Waves and Radiation started us off with God's album called Whom the Gods Notice They Destroy. A track called Breaking Atmosphere, etc. Kuzakia did, I think the track was You Know, but I kind of lost track of that one. It was a long one. We heard Umber Sleeping last with Atomic Hands and The Directors. And great new band from Seattle, the Umber Sleeping. And we are going to get on to interesting segment now. This is got some of my father's old records with me today. He was kind of into some easy listening, but he went through a period of time where he was into some sort of oddball easy listening, some less, you know, more offbeat sort of thing. So we've got some Rod McEwen here, or Mystic Moods Orchestra. We have, what else was there? There's a album called Night Watch, which I'll tell you about when we get to it. It's a interesting Los Angeles radio host, and I'll tell you more about that. He's reading people's poetry. We'll get to that later, and for now we're going to be listening to some of this Mystic Moods Orchestra. I think, yeah, it's Mystic Moods Orchestra. And the album called Soft Touch, and it's going to be playing a Beatles tracks here. I don't have everything in front of me because it's way behind me, and you kind of understand. It's okay, Golden Slumbers and Carry That Weight, okay? A medley from Mystic Moods Orchestra, Soft Touch. So we'll start you off with that, and then we'll move into some more. This is CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Thank you. got everything wrong there. Mystic Moods Orchestra, yes, but Simple Song of Freedom is the name of that one. I think we'll have to get back to Golden Slumber's Carry That Weight a little later. I really wanted to do that. Somehow I got mixed up. Let's see if the next turntable will work for us. And evidently not. I don't know. Oh, maybe I do hear something going on. Oh, yeah, the last album. Okay, well, we'll get back to you in a minute. I have no idea how to work this crap, and it's annoying the hell out of me. Now, if we can get people with a conscience, maybe, at the station, that would maybe not leave you in the lurch with turntables that are set to their own specific desires, but not for anybody else to work with. When they get to the studio, that'd be nice. So let's hear some messages, and we'll be right back. Doo-doo-doo.
Can't be done, huh?
The switch?
The switch.
Can't be done.
I wonder.
Do you realize in the entire history of Western civilization, no one has successfully accomplished
the college radio DJ
switch? In the Middle Ages, you could get locked up for even suggesting it.
Between July 21st and July 27th, CITR 101.9 FM presents the first annual CITR Show Swap. The CITR Show Swap is when CITR programmers are given the opportunity to see how the other half lives and host each other's shows for a week. Between July 21st and July 27th, CITR's programming schedule will be turned upside down, and so will your frowns. It's kind of like Freaky Friday, but for CITR DJs. So be sure to tune in for what will undoubtedly be an interesting radio experience. That's the first annual CITR Show Swap between July 21st and July 27th, only on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's raining. About it much. I've been some places where it rained so much I hoped I'd never know the rain again. But just now it seems all right. Soon. Hurry, or we'll miss it. Are you warm enough? And do you like the rain? I keep my good eye open. Who can tell? There might be someone waiting in the night. What was that? The dropping of a leaf? A footfall in the darkness? There's someone there. No. Only the shaking of a leaf. Good eye open just the same. Tomorrow, maybe. My father's uncle's brother married her cousin. Surf's up.
It's over a black belt.
Hang ten. I keep a loaded pistol just below my bed. It's nice to have a gun that works in case I lose my head.
Millions of stars scattered like diamond dust carelessly as over a black velvet drape. Here and there a great diamond left whole burns red or yellow or green or steely blue. And here and there black velvet is left bare. But the moment always comes when, unwarned, you see depth in dimension. When your eyes plunge through and down, they fall, it seems, forever into bottomless darkness beyond, above, below any imaginable star. So giddy it makes you, drowning thus in space, that it takes all your sanity to withdraw your sight. This is not space sickness, it's time sickness. You're looking back, deep, deep into our incredibly ancient past. Out there, somewhere along your line of sight, the time when men were small animals, squeaking in the jungle, and you must helplessly look even deeper, perhaps a whole second on the cosmic clock, say a billion years on man's tiny dial. Before the beginning of any time for us. Before men were, nor was there any sign of them, nor were we even looked for or expected. This is that dark, backward, and abysm of time from which the rash seeker with a frantic clutch barely claws back, saving his reason. Nor need you now be baffled by the new language like space-time continuum. Space-time you've now seen, self-evident and awful. And continuum just means forever, world without end. Do you wonder that astronomers look unimpressed when people brag how old their families are? can journey in a millionth second where it takes laggard light a billion years. Stand you there. See? On the dimmest nebula. The farthest outpost on the way to where? And watch a nova, white, gigantic, silent, unpack a galaxy's radiance in one vast flare, lighting a universe. But at light's slow pace, the laggard message won't reach us here for a billion years. Will there be men to see? All man's inventions, like this great telescope, are extensions merely either of eye and hand, of powers or senses. But they've proven unmanageable servants, showing us things we'd rather not be shown, showing us truths we violently deny and have burned men at the stake who insist on them, refuting the world our naked senses see, though it is the tiniest fraction of the world that is. And our senses have lied to us even about that fraction, putting a face-saving, a comforting interpretation on the hard facts of life, eager to deceive us who've been so pampered throughout our racial childhood. A childhood ended? No, hardly in fact begun. That even a glimpse of truth might be too hard to bear, and the unwilling senses must die with us. Once in Texas, a dust storm so strained the light that everything, everywhere you saw or touched was an unbelievable bright blue. You leaned to test the sidewalk with a testing finger, then scanned the finger for fresh blue paint. And people looked at you from blue faces through uneasy eyes. Luckily, this lasted only an hour or so, or Texans might be even odder than they are. It's lucky for us, then, that we like blue sky and green grass and trees, for that's what we should have, whether we like them or not. Or, rather, if the color pattern hadn't been the same, that would be all right. We'd have been conditioned to conform. Think of living on a planet where the skies glared brassy and the trees bright pink. I imagine even our spatial pioneers, tough men as must be, will sob themselves to sleep, homesick for a blue-green planet with white clouds. Have you ever looked at your own innards on a screen through the new magic of the fluoroscope? At pumping heart, speeding blood, heaving lungs and bowels that churn and twist. All that activity inside we were unaware of, as censored by our senses. So do our new instruments reveal the exterior universe that seemed so bland and calm to be a plexus torn and warped, a throb with vast forces that strain and speed gigantic messages propelled by stars, our diamond dusts, now shown to be huge cosmic engines of unimaginable power, generating unimaginable radiation. Newton's laws, so orderly, are revealed as a mere temporary mask of truth. Has Einstein, who lifted a corner of the mask, revealed truth herself, or only another mask? Are you by any chance thinking, so what? This doesn't matter, it's far from personal? Well, when you lie smugly in your bed, thinking yourself safe beneath your sheltering roof, scores of cosmic bolts each second plunge through your flesh there and flash deep into Earth. Miniature lightnings, but more terrible in power, to which your solid body's a gossamer wisp not even worth pausing for. Only the planet stops them. And lately, some have begun to think that certain of these energies pass right through our planet itself, as if it weren't there. Yet, less than a man's lifetime ago, cosmic rays were utterly unknown, and so unguessed at that the man who'd have dared to postulate them would have been laughed out of science. But they do no harm? How else could we have evolved under their unceasing reign throughout all time? Nay, more, may it be they were the fructifying forces that begat life itself on the passive body of this our mother planet long ago. Well, if they thus are sperms, What new life forms may they be even now begetting to take our place? Think you we are the best that God can do? Or suppose for a moment that our planet comes into a new region of space where they will change, become lethal, and burn it clean of the life they once gave. Are you interested now? Does a certain aspect of the personal appear? Suppose men could make contact with creatures who might live beneath the thick eternal blanket that screens the sky forever from the land, if such there be, on Venus. How could you tell them of sky and sun and stars? And on what could they base belief when their senses said and said it wasn't so? Somewhere near us may beings live above a blanket that has always been there and shuts us in, yet we can't guess at or see it. And do they seek to tell us what lies beyond? Did Einstein hear a code and understand? Was E equals MC squared its alphabetical A? Was he the first of men truly attuned to a message repeated o'er and o'er and o'er, beamed at what's been called our subconscious, set on the likeliest wavelength eons ago, phrased in the simplest code, as you say, cup, to a savage pointing to the cup meanwhile, and until now, in vain. It may be even that our planet's already been looked over and marked unfit for intelligent habitation. Color pattern such as to induce incurable neuroses. Atmosphere has an oxygen content which makes it unfit for breathing. Raw sunlight would burn. And, under the recorder's breath, muttered as he makes his entries, "What a dump." Otherwise, might we have been colonized long ago and be serving someone, as horses, for example, serve us? Do you suppose a horse really knows he serves? Or does he wonder vaguely at odd times why the man-thing takes such pains to serve him? Maybe we've even been colonized just so and don't even know it. Is that why astronomers have hooded eyes and curved imaginations and deliberately choose to see the sky not in its depth dimension, but as a flat, blue-black velvet drape strewn with diamond dust in random patterns? This new universe has room, though, for mystics, for far-seers, wild talents, seekers after truth. There was no room for such in the neat and tidy little scientific universe circa 1900 AD, which strangely resembled the universe, so small and tidy too, of religion circa 1800 AD. It was swept and garnished with facts labeled in neat rows, and such wild and forbidding concepts as we have here, and since have had to accept, were denied entry. Once again, there was no room in the inn. There never was, nor ever will be, room in the inn. And that brings us to God. In the tidy universe of science as it was, there was no room. Strange, he was barred from religion's universe, too. Its servers set the church up in his stead and kept so carefully closed its God-tight doors. No room for God at all. But then, it had no room either for cosmic rays, unknown rays, and God denied, their existences ignored, were firmly barred out together and kept out. Now can it be they've crashed the door together? Well, here it is morning and my stint is done. I like the world as it may be in reality, but I like the world too that appears to my fallible senses as I turn away from the observatory door. The rooster's crowing, the sun coming up on a new washed, dew-washed green planet, the good clean smell of lilacs and a fresh turned brown earth, and bundles of atoms that we know as robins, hopping hither and thither, head turned, listening for bundles of atoms that they know as worms. I'll settle for the bundle we call ham and eggs.
Denny here in the background for you. Now, Night Watch, an album, interesting album. We just heard a track. It's rarer than hell. I haven't seen anything on it on the internet, and if it's not on there, well. Night Watch is the reader there, Ben Hunter. Had a radio show on KFI Los Angeles in the 50s and maybe some of the 60s. My dad would listen to this station as he worked in McMinnville, Oregon with my grandfather and my uncle, and they would work in a bakery in McMinnville where I was born, and they would listen to this late night radio show called Night Watch as they were making donuts and whatnot overnight. And they would record on an old reel-to-reel, and I have those reel-to-reels. They'd record through a microphone to a external radio the talk show overnight to keep it for posterity and whatnot. A few years ago, I put all of these recordings on cassette tape for my dad for him to listen to with greater ease. A little more about Ben Hunter. There is a unique ornithological breed in the United States, Canada, Mexico, and Hawaii. This particular species is grouped under the general title of night owl. And none of the night owls has feathers. They do have one trait in common, however, a devoted loyalty to disc jockey Ben Hunter. Ben Hunter has a nightly radio program from KFI Los Angeles, The Other Side of the Day. I guess that was the name of it. That has become slightly legendary in the past 5 years. And I don't know what year this was. I don't have any ideas. Mail response to a casual question asked by Ben floods the desks at KVI. An article about Ben in TV radio life made extra printings necessary. Attendance at the now necessary annual Ben Hunter Day clogs highways all over Southern California. Ben Hunter has a lot of fans. He is a native Angelino with two sons and a varied background in radio production, acting, writing, a stint with Armed Forces Radio during the war. He was with the Army Air Force. Currently, he spends his free time thinking up items of interest for his unusual and unusually popular program. This album is one answer to a large demand from Ben Hunter's audience. Occasionally, Ben reads poetry written by his listeners and prints them in his magazine for night owls. The Limb. 10,000 subscribers and an additional 250 each month. I gotta look this guy up a little bit more. Recording several of these poems was a necessity to add one more chapter to the saga of the night owls and their nighttime companion, Ben Hunter. If you are a night owl, all of the above is well known. If not, get within range of KFI's transmitter some night after midnight, or listen to this album, and we think you will become a night owl, too. Now, it was just recently that, well, this is a long, long time ago. This is probably early 60s, and considering when I was born and when Dad might have been listening to this, it's, there's no year. They should have printed a year on this thing somewhere. I don't see one. The poem was by Roscoe Fleming, actually called Night Watch in the Observatory, from The Man Who Reached the Moon and Other Poems, from Golden Press in Lakewood, Colorado. Roscoe Fleming is a well-known columnist in the Denver Post. He was, anyway. His readers, however, were not so familiar with his penchant for writing exciting poetry. All of his poems had a deep thread of philosophy woven on a loom of science fiction. There you go. The poem by Roscoe Fleming, as read by Ben Hunter of KFI Radio many years ago. And just recently I'd heard that KFI had switched more to a right-wing talk format, which earned a reputation as being now called KKKFI. But that's besides the point. And oddly enough, before the Night Watch album and the Night Watch track from that album, the old LP from my father, Ron McEwen, Anita Kerr, and San Sebastian Strings doing a track also called Night Watch, and that was from Home to the Sea. Night Watch, a track you might know from, some of you might know from Boyd Rice and Friends from the Music Martinis and Misanthropy album from a few years back. And before that, another by Rod McEwen, Anita Kerr, and San Sebastian Strings, Do You Like the Rain, from the album The Sea. Mystic Moods Orchestra started us with a simple Song of Freedom, which I misread or misplayed. Is that a word? So here we are. We're at Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR, celebrating some of the long-playing LPs my late father had, and I still barely coming to, barely getting a grip. What's the word? Getting a grasp on this. Dad's not here anymore. It was just a couple weeks ago. We all miss Dad very much. So that's what we've been doing today. We'll be trying to get to some more of that. I wanted to play that Mystic Moods Orchestra that Dad particularly liked. It's the last track on a double disc, double LP called Soft Touch. Golden Slumbers, Carry That Weight. And the you hear some sound effects at the very end of it that we always found amusing and Dad particularly enjoyed, so we'll be hearing some of that in a while, too. For now, let's listen to some more Martin Denny and some announcements, I think, should be in order. And this is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Oh, and by the way, the show swap that we've been talking about here at this station, I don't know if anybody's brave enough to take on this show. I haven't heard about that yet. I will be doing, next week I will be doing the Sam Squatch's Hideaway Wednesday, 6:30 to 8 p.m. So be there for that. It'll be all Canadian pop and indie rock and that sort of thing. So you'll be hearing my perspective. So, if you're interested, please drop by. Okay. Martin Denny now. From the album Exotica, it's actual LP. It's a bit rare, but of course, we have a copy. I have a copy. It's Dad's old copy, I think. Yeah, it is. Oh, yeah, that's right. I got it from Dad's record library. I remember that day.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show, streaming and podcast, at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesdays 8 to 10, 101.9 FM, CITR.
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots, global, unembedded, international, independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
Morning.
Hello.
Who are you? What is this? Eric, what goes on?
Recording.
All right, there. This net last little bit fading in your ears. The that woman asking, "What are you doing?" He says, and you hear that man. We're recording. At the very last fading seconds of that two-disc Mystic Moods album that we always found so amusing as a family back many years ago. Golden Slumbers, Carry That Weight for you, a little thing from Mystic Moods Orchestra's Soft Touch. All right. That will that'll do for our easy listening segment. Thanks for putting up with this, the errors with the turntables, the scratchy records. Yes, that's another thing that you had to put up with. The faltering DJ, and all of the rest of that. So thanks for going through our catharsis with you, in a tribute to my father who died on July 2nd. There was several times where crying was completely out of control, as you can imagine. And I feel like, and I'm back to work, and life seems to go on as usual, but I can feel a buildup of another mental or emotional breakdown coming probably this weekend. I don't know. Let me play a special track at the end of the show in honor of Dad. It's nothing that he's heard before, but it's kind of says a lot of the things that I guess I'm thinking about. Sort of a melancholy thing by Lisa Germano, so we'll hear that in a while. In the meantime, I want to get to something a little more in the lighter side, light vein, the more humorous side, of course, which we do like to do here at Exquisite Corpse Radio. And Ergophism is with People Like Us, the Honeysuckle Boulevard disc that I bring in every week and play sometimes. I think the track we have now is Merry-Go-Round. Looks like that's the name of the one. From People Like Us and Ergophism is together with Honeysuckle Boulevard at Exquisite Corpse Radio with DJ Bleak on Canada's favorite radio show. merry-go-round. People like us in Ergo Fizz Miz, they're... just looking at some of my notes here. A couple things I forgot to mention. I was going to perhaps get to some Roger Whittaker and some Hugo Winterhalter, some favorites of my dad's in different points of his life, but didn't happen. I don't think we needed that today. I would have had to search them out on the internet anyway. Not really in the mood. A couple things about Dad that's disappointing about him leaving is that he really wanted to vote against the Bushies and the McCain and crowd, and he won't be able to do that now. And I'm sure that's something that he's probably disappointed in. If he's up there thinking, well, darn, that was bad timing. But if any of you are out there, anybody in Americans that are either not voting or something, maybe you could just do it for us. Just do it for that missing vote that Dad wanted that he can't make now. Maybe you could be the one that could fulfill that need for us. Also, Dad was the last surviving person to cross the Tacoma Narrows Bridge before it collapsed in 1940. And if you go online to YouTube or something, you can find that video of the bridge collapsing. It's like watching the Lion's Gate twist and turn and then finally collapse. It's about that tall, and I think might be even longer than that bridge. It was really something back in 1940. They had the second to last vehicle across that bridge, one of his claim to fame, and he was the last surviving person from that disaster. So there's a piece of trivia for you about my family there. So I'm going to be hearing track now from I don't even know what it is anymore. Ah, yeah, Surrealist Waltz from Fit and Limo from the Dead in Space album. And this one's a melancholy thing I've always liked and felt like I needed to play today. Surrealist Waltz, a Tom Rapp interpretation. Tom Rapp of Pearls Before Swine, a 60s band. Stay tuned for Lisa Germano next.